took my daughter Kylie out shopping the other day, or yesterday as a matter of fact, and I got embarrassed in public. She's playing on turf this weekend, so she can't wear regular cleats. And she's like, Dad, I need new turf shoes. And I'm like, all right, we'll go get them. I've been putting it off for quite a while now. So we take her to the sporting goods store and go to get her shoes, and they go to measure her, and they're like, what size do you think you probably are? And she's like, probably like a 10. And I'm like, no way. You were maybe not a 9 if you're lucky. She's in a 10 and a half now. Her last turf shoes are a size 8.
Oh.
And she looked up at me when he measured her on that little metal thing.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, she's almost a 10 and a half. If she's still growing, I get her those. My daughter looked right at me and she's like, see, I told you so. And I'm like, oh,
bad dad.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm allowed a parenting oops pass, aren't I?
Yeah, I really doubt that my dad ever knew my shoe size.
See?
Probably ever.
Thank you. I got a pass.
Yeah. And we played softball, my sister and I both growing up. I don't think he was ever out with us getting the shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife knew. Because when I told her, I go, yeah, Kylie's like in a 10 and a half now. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm like,
okay,
why
so that,
did you take
that you should be embarrassed about.
Yes.
Like, you should not have gone home and said that because, of course, Stacy knew.
Oh, and of course, Kylie rubbed it in, too. She's like, Dad tried to get me baby shoes.
Yeah, right. Like, they're perfect, no. Though. That, I mean, you can
get them dipped. You get the old ones dipped.
Well, yeah. Right,
bronze them.
So now when I look at it, I'm like, yeah, you were kind of busting out of the front of these, weren't you?
Oh.
Thing. You're like 3 games in one day. And she, I'm like, no wonder you would immediately take your shoes off and put your slides on.
Oh, wow.
I just thought it was just the kind of the look thing. Apparently, no. Bigfoot was growing out of her shoes.
Don't call her Bigfoot.
Wow. Oh,
she's a teenage girl.
Yeah. Yes.
So, up with you.
Wow.
Yep. So she'll be wearing her new shoes this weekend. Dad just had to.
You can put the old one you just did, put them in your mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Have you had a recent parent oops? If you do, make me feel better.
I had one last night. I was so tired. I didn't take a nap yesterday. I had kid smarts or whatever. And so it was like 7:30 right after dinner. And Alex's my little one, she says, hey, Dad, you want to play Life? And, you know, I always try to play chess or some kind of game with him. And I'm like, sweetie, I'm just too tired. Went to bed, didn't think twice about it. And then I wake up in the morning, like, I turned down my little girl to play a game with.
And said no.
Yes, I said no. And, you know, she even gave me the pouty eyes and everything. And I'm just,
and it didn't work?
What a jerk dad.
Yeah. You want to borrow one of these shoes?
Yeah, do you mind?
Mm-hmm. Do you have one? Make us feel better about ourselves. We'd love to hear what you did, a little parenting oops that you need a pass for. Tina, what happened with you and your child?
So my son was playing football, and in practice he slipped and fell, and he hurt his finger. And he's crying at night telling me, oh my God, my finger hurts. And I'm like, you just jammed it. I did that for 3 days.
Oh.
And then he woke up, and he couldn't even move his finger, and I went, let's take you to the orthopedic today.
Oh.
Walked in, the orthopedic goes, it's broken. He looked at me, I told you it was broken.
Oh. You felt this big, didn't you?
No.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But you raised a man. He's tough now.
Yeah.
Well, he's 16 and he still breaks fingers and hands. So
Have a great morning. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.